Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Bondi, the general manager for Armstrong Residential Flooring Business. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
It's good to be with you. You've been with Armstrong a little over a year and a half, got impressive credentials, got an MBA from the Wharton School, UPenn, and also undergrad from Drexel. And before coming to Armstrong, you worked at Sears, Lutron, and CertainTeed, right?
That's right, Kemp. Had an opportunity to spend a good bit of time in both the B2B and B2C realm, working across a variety of different retail channels that are very relevant for us in flooring.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good match because you've got building materials, which a flooring is certainly that, and some retail experience as well. So we wanted to talk about several big news items, first of which many people have been wondering, you know, it's been probably over a year now that it's been announced that Armstrong was going to separate itself into two businesses, a ceiling business and a flooring business. What can you tell us about those plans?
Ken, things are progressing extremely well and really remain on track for the separation of the flooring and the ceilings businesses at the beginning of the second quarter. All that's subject to final board approval at their February meeting, but at this point, all the stoplights remain green. What we're really most excited about is that as an independent company, Armstrong Flooring will have much greater flexibility, I think, to pursue our strategic growth objectives and be 100% focused on the flooring market.
Okay, so that happens second quarter. We look forward to hearing more about that. You know, I was able to come up to Lancaster about a month ago, and I was given a preview of a product that you're introducing on its surfaces. You call it Vivero, and the Latin root of that is life and truth. It's an LVT product that's being produced on your brand new line, and what you've called the Thomas Armstrong line, in a manufacturing facility there in Lancaster. So very impressive. I'm thinking that this is perfect timing for you to show this type of innovation as you prepare yourself for, you know, initial public offering as you split the two companies. So I think you got to be feeling good about that, don't you?
We do, and that's a great point. I mean, if you look at our history, you know, since 1860, we've had that track record of innovation and industry first and delivering products that are durable and built to perform. And, you know, Armstrong for generations has consistently delivered on that brand promise through the way in which we service our customers, the quality of our products, the trust that we build in our brand, and really the designs that we bring to market and how those inspire both our residential and commercial consumers. And with LVT as really the key growth category, not just in resilient, but in all flooring, this couldn't be more critical to our long-term strategy.
Yeah. Let's talk about the plant and then get into the product a little bit. I was just up there. This is in a building that was originally built, I think, to produce linoleum for Armstrong, and it's got still some of those old drying catwalks along the top. It's kind of old world, new world. You've repurposed this building and spent $40 million on a state-of-the-art LVT line, which takes about an hour for the product from extrusion through to packaging. It employs almost 100 people. So very impressive.
Thanks, Kemp. We're really proud of the technology that we've brought to bear in the category. It really builds on our history and our know-how across both sheet and tile and brings the best of those elements together into a state-of-the-art process. I think we have 19 different process patents, you know, on the line and our manufacturing process, and we really are extremely excited about what it's going to deliver in terms of capabilities. And it really positions us from a domestic manufacturing and supply standpoint to really bring some key portions of that product line to the market that we really haven't participated in, specifically on the locking front. You know, a full spectrum of both residential and commercial LVT product in both glue down and floating.
Yeah, I know you've got to be proud of it if you're naming the line after the founder of the company. Let's get into the specifics on this product. It is called Vivero, and you're launching its surfaces with 41 different designs on this product. And I think the real story here is this diamond tin infused coating, which gives it an unbelievable durability story, right?
That's correct. It's the first product that we're launching out of the new plant. It's a product that we've designed for the independent specialty retailer. You know, there'll be many more products to come that service the other parts of our business and channels and market segments. But for the first launch, we've really focused in around Vivero.
One of the key things that you pointed out when I toured this facility is that this diamond tin technology is four times more durable than aluminum oxide, which many of the other competitors are using. So that's part of the key message, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's really all about durability. And when you look at really what delivers that durability, it starts with a very durable foundation layer that gives the dimensional stability, the indent performance, you know, the structural integrity for the locking products, We then follow that up with a printed layer, which is made in our own facility in Beech Creek, Pennsylvania. So we have that vertical integration around design, mm-hmm. which will give us flexibility down the road to do, you know, custom SKUs and be very flexible in supporting our customers in that way. We then use a rigid wear layer, which again is unique in the industry for this product, and that also contributes to the performance. And finally, we top it off with a diamond-infused coating. And like diamonds, heat and pressure are applied to make all those components inseparable and really deliver an integrated structure that really performs.
Yeah, these 41 styles I mentioned earlier, they come, I mean, you can buy them either way. The same aesthetics you can get either with direct glue or a click system. And as you mentioned, the click system is a Velange 5G system, which is one of the latest innovations in that area, which is, as you said, new for Armstrong, right?
That's right. We've built a line structure that we think will really help our customers sell up the value. So we've got a variety of different designs in a good, better, best structure. Mm-hmm. You know, you step from improvements and increases in the wear layer as well as differentiated technology in locking from a 2G structure at the good level to a 5G structure at the better and best level. And we think that, you know, again, that's a differentiator for us, for the first manufacturer to domestically produce that innovative locking system and to deliver that in a domestic LVT product.
And your warranty systems, too, are backed on the good, better, best. I think your good has 15 years, your better has 30-year, and your best has a lifetime warranty, right?
That's right, Kent. We really think, you know, with that Diamond 10 technology, it really delivers industry-leading durability. It's got superior scratch and scuff resistance. It's got effortless cleaning. There's a property in there called hydrophobicity, which really allows the coating to repel any type of spill or resist dirt and staining. And certainly the products are 100% waterproof. So, you know, it makes them pet-proof, kid-friendly, and really, like I said, designed for active households and lifestyles.
Well, I know this is going to create a lot of excitement at Surfaces, which starts today. Just before we run out of time, Armstrong, obviously, in the flooring business, has two major categories. What's up with the hardwood section of the business?
Well, at Surfaces, Kemp, we'll be talking about a number of new products there. The market is continuing to grow at a very significant rate in the engineered side of that business. You know, after LVT, it's the fastest growing flooring category.
Right.
So we're looking at engineered growing at around 7-8% in 2016, solid in that 3%-4% range. And so we're going to be out there with a number of new introductions on the engineered side, really focused around style and design, bringing some trend-leading designs into the marketplace. We've got a product collection called Artistic Timbers that we're really excited about. A couple of different products in there. One is a wire-brushed visual. The other is a bandsaw visual, all kind of centered around that rustic visual that continues to trend very well and drive sales. So we've got a number of different things that we'll be building on there. Some of our classic products that have performed very well in recent years for our retailers, the American Scrape product line, the Prime Harvest lines, our Performance Plus hardwood. You know, we have additions in all of those families that we think will really help our customers grow their businesses in 2016, and can't wait to show them off at Surfaces.
All right. Well, it sounds like your team's been busy, and it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Joe Bondi, the general manager for Armstrong's residential flooring business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.